Topic 5.12 is to explain how the concept of niche accounts for distribution and abundance of organisms in a habitat. So this is what we were starting to think about when we looked at intra and inter-specific competition. And yeah, the law of competitive exclusion states that you won't find two species occupying the same niche at the same time. Okay, the possible outcomes could be the extinction of one species, the splitting of the niche, the resource partitioning, or character displacement, so divergent evolution of those two species so that they occupy slightly different niches. The niche itself is just the role of an organism in its habitat. So if the habitat is its house, then its niche is its job. Okay, so you might find niches that are, you know, the high tide barnacle or limpet. You might find that you're looking at squirrels. They would be your arboreal, small, omnivorous mammal niche. There's a difference between the fundamental niches, all the possible places and roles that an organism can occupy, and its realised niches, which are where it actually in practice hangs out. And competition between two populations was shown using populations of Paramecium, a protist. If P. aurelia is grown separately, it thrives. If P. caudatum is grown separately, it thrives. If both species are grown together, then P. aurelia outcompetes P. caudatum. Okay, so you can look at population densities like that. In bumblebees, the genus Bombus, the resource is partitioned. So the bumblebees Apocetus and Kerbielus go after long corolla lengths on the flowers, and Bifarius and Frigidus go after short corolla lengths. That also explains why you'll have sort of different trees reaching different heights, dwarf varieties and so on. Character displacement and divergent evolution, that's what's happening with our Galapagos finches. Okay, we've got divergent evolution here. So all of these different things affecting the niches will account for the different distribution and abundance of the organisms in a particular habitat. And competitive exclusion principle says that you will never find two organisms, two species occupying the same niche. Something's got to give.